This is GIS News. Coming up, Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act amended, $1 billion in loan financing available for MSME sector this year, and Tourism Minister eyes timeshare market. The news in detail after this break.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. Parliament has given additional powers to the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission to tackle the growing lotto scam issue. Amendments to the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act were passed in the House Tuesday, giving the Commission increased powers to regulate the illegal gaming and lotteries industries. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, who piloted the bill, says it carries heavy penalties for breaches of the law and requires the Commission to satisfy that a person is fit and proper before a gaming license is issued. Dr. Phillips says it is important that the illegal trade be stifled, as it not only robs the state of revenue, but also funds other illegal activities.
There is the risk that it goes into illegal path and weaken the fabric of law and order in the society, as well as deny resources that should be in the revenue. This bill itself, it also provides some revenues to the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, which will be used to strengthen their oversight, strengthen their technological resources, legal department and their administrative capabilities generally.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The government is providing $1 billion in loan financing to the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector this year. This with a view to reforming and repositioning the critical agencies engaged in lending and financial advisory services for the MSME sector. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the money will be available through the Self-Start Fund, which will now offer a new suite of loan products customized to meet the needs of the MSME sector. Minister Hilton is also urging small business operators to take advantage of the capital and capacity building support services being provided by the government through agencies such as the Micro Investment Development Agency Limited, MIDA, Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, and the Self-Start Fund. The government is advancing legislation to facilitate Jamaica's entry into the tourism timeshare market. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil tabled the Timeshare Vacations Bill in the House of Representatives Tuesday, bringing Jamaica closer to formally introducing the option of timeshare vacation schemes into the country's product offering. A timeshare arrangement is a form of joint ownership or right to use of a property. Timeshare properties are typically resort condominium units to which multiple parties hold rights of use. Each sharer is typically allotted a week, usually at the same time each year.
Owners of time in a residential unit tend to vacation for a week or more at a time in groups of two or more. Timeshare owners become constant repeat visitors and behave more like members of the local community in that they shop for groceries, dine out often, and use local services more directly than hotel guests.
Minister McNeil says timeshare is another facet of the industry with potential to attract investment, and steps are being taken to broaden the variety of accommodation and investment opportunities in the local tourism sector. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Wickham McNeil says the government will be taking a collaborative approach to tackling tourist harassment. In his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday, Minister McNeil said complaints about harassment are widespread throughout the industry. A public relations campaign and training exercise will be rolled out this year as part of the anti-harassment measures. Minister McNeil says the measures will not prevent vendors from conducting business.
Often when we speak of tackling harassment, it is sold as a fight against the average man. But Mr. Speaker, it is actually a fight for the small man. There will be more business and it will spread much further as people feel more comfortable moving around freely to venture into the various communities.
Dr. McNeil says the ministry will be partnering with private and public sector entities to introduce and enforce measures to curtail tourist harassment. That was the GIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.